Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of the company's management, I would like to welcome you to China Unicom's 2016 interim results presentation. Today, our presentation will be conducted via video conferencing and meet with our investors from Hong Kong, Shanghai, and Beijing. The event will last for about 60 minutes. First, there will be a 20-minute presentation by our management, followed by a 20-minute Q&A session for Hong Kong. And lastly, there will be a 20-minute Q&A session for audience in the mainland China. The presentation will be conducted in Mandarin with simultaneous interpretation. Consecutive interpretation will be provided during the Q&A session. During the meeting, please kindly switch your mobile phone to silent mode. First of all, please allow me to introduce the management present today. Mr. Wang Xiaochu, Chairman and CEO. Mr. Liu Yimin, Executive Director and President. Mr. Li Fusheng, Executive Director and CFO. Thank you all for coming, and I hope that you will find this presentation informative. Now, let's invite Chairman Wang to give an overview of the company's 2016 interim results. Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. It's my great pleasure to discuss the interim results of China Unicom in 2016. In today's presentation, I will report the overall results. And Mr. Liu Yimin and Mr. Li Fusheng will discuss the operating and financial performance. The result of the first half of 2016 can be summarized as below. First, the company strived to mitigate its underlying shortcomings with positive business momentum emerging. Second, the mobile business is set to accelerate as 4G gains edges. Third, the company sustained growth in the fixed line business amid fierce competition, leveraging high bandwidth and video offerings. Fourth, we fostered scale development of key innovative businesses to create new growth drivers. Lastly, through focused strategy and cooperation, our network advantages were further strengthened despite substantial reduction in CAPEX. To promote long-term sustainable development, the company braved short-term profit pressure, strengthened its fundamental capabilities, and increased cost initiatives as appropriate to strive for a gradual turnaround. The company achieved initial success in turning around the unfavorable conditions in business development and saw the emergence of positive momentum. In the first half, service revenue bottomed out and increased by 1.4% year-on-year and 6% half-on-half. EBITDA and net profit were down by 18% and 80% respectively year-on-year. However, compared to the second half of last year, EBITDA and net profit show substantial improvement, benefiting from the gradual improvement in service revenue and substantial decline in CAPEX. Free cash flow improved significantly and reached 23.8 billion. In the first half, the company strived to mitigate its underlying shortcomings. For network upgrade, the company focused on 4G and broadband to fully enhance its network capability and customers' perception. In terms of terminals, the company leveraged all network access terminals to achieve breakthrough in the terminal supply bottleneck. The market share of 4G handsets compatible with China Unicom standard reached 63%. The company also strengthened its comprehensive service system and IT support to improve NPS and reduce complaint rate. As for the mechanism upgrade, we sped up delegation and simplification of administration, upheld the alignment of responsibility, authority, and rewards to lift corporate vibrancy. In the second half, the company will continue to strengthen its competitiveness in product branding and business innovation. The company will strive to enhance its fundamentals to accelerate the turnaround of business and revenue and drive the gradual turnaround of future profits. Rome wasn't built in one day. With the firm execution of focused strategy, the company achieved initial success in overcoming operational challenges in the mobile business. The decline of mobile service revenue narrowed from minus 9.7% in the first half of last year to minus 0.6% during the period. The mobile service revenue in July achieved positive year-on-year growth of 2.6%. In the second half, the company will continue to strengthen 4G network edges in key areas and achieve leading 4G network quality in the city in key cities by the end of August. So, we will finish the. Meanwhile, the company will grow its business through market segmentation, strengthen integrated offerings, and conduct data traffic operation and targeted marketing in order to accelerate migration of 2G, 3G users to 4G and mobile business development. In the first half, through focused strategy and cooperation, the company swiftly enhanced its network capabilities despite decline of CAPEX by 39% year-on-year. In the second half, the company will further deepen implementation of focused strategy and cooperation to deploy a premium network with an estimated full-year CAPEX of 75 billion. For 4G, the number of base stations will reach over 680,000 by the end of the year. We will achieve contiguous coverage in cities and towns nationwide with 97% mobile data traffic under 4G coverage and leading 4G network quality and customer perceptions in key cities. For fiber broadband, the company will proactively promote fiber broadband upgrade and sustain the network leadership in northern China with all fiber network and 100 megabit access capability generally ready in city areas. In southern China, the company will focus on upgrade in high-value areas to enhance its competitiveness. The company actively promoted open cooperation in various aspects to enhance its capabilities in network development and operation. We pushed forward strategic cooperation with China Telecom and formulated projects for sharing around 60,000 4G base stations and around 14,500 kilometers of transmission fiber cables. The two companies jointly promoted six-mode all-access terminals, unified the standards for 4K smart set-top box and broadband service to redefine industry dynamics, and initiated comprehensive cooperation in operational maintenance, innovative business, interconnection, and international roaming. The company proactively took advantage of tower sharing to accelerate network deployment and save CAPEX, enhancing long-term value. In the first half, the tower usage fee was 7.7 billion. According to internal estimate, the tower usage fee exceeded the saving in depreciation and maintenance expenses by around 10 to 15%. It will pressure on profit in the short term. With the sharing ratio increasing, the sharing discount is expected to rise gradually. As one of the major shareholders of the tower company, we expect to benefit from the tower company's future profit and value enhancement. In the first half, with efforts in all levels, the company initially turned around the passive situation of operational downturn last year. Revenue and profit continue to grow quarter on quarter. The company's most difficult period will soon be over. We will persist in our strategic focus and further deepen implementation of focus, cooperation, and innovation, and strive to accelerate development and enhance corporate value. Next, we will have President Liu Yimin to present the operating performance of the company. Thank you. Thank you, Chairman Wang. Now, please allow me to report the operating performance of the company in the first half of 2016. This table shows our revenue breakdown and the changes. I will explain in further details in the following. First of all, let's take a look at the mobile business. In the first half, we continue to improve our 4G edges. The number of 4G subscribers saw a net increase of 28.3 million, reaching 72.4 million. The downward trend of mobile billing subscribers for consecutive months last year was turned around and registered a net addition of 8.4 million. In the second half, the mobile business growth is set to accelerate. The company will reinforce execution, speed up migration of 2G, 3G subscribers to 4G, strengthen data traffic operation with focus on video applications, boost capability in terminal operation to drive subscriber upgrade to 4G, deepen chain operation of self-owned outlets to improve sales efficiency, and proactively engage in differentiated and targeted marketing to achieve breakthrough in segment markets. As our 4G network quality, terminal supply, and competitiveness fares improved, our mobile data business also grew rapidly. In the first half, handset internet access revenue jumped 21.3% year-on-year, reaching 34.9 billion. Data usage increased by 102% year-on-year. 4G subscriber DOU was 1.2 gigabytes, and ARPU was 81.3 RMB, which is 1.7 times of the blended mobile ARPU. Next, the company will focus on key cities and areas, further promote high-speed 4G plus experience, and leverage targeted marketing of data capacity and content to enhance customer value. For the fixed line business, the company leveraged fiber broadband, fiber network, and informatization service strengths to accelerate the development of IDC, ICT, VAS, and integrated information services, effectively offsetting voice revenue decline. We further strengthen integrated services of fixed line mobile and informatization to enhance interactive promotion. In the first half, fixed line service revenue increased by 4.4% year-on-year, reaching 48.2 billion. Within that, other revenue, which included various growth businesses, increased by 18%. For fixed line broadband business, the company actively countered competitive challenges. In the first half, fixed line broadband access revenue was 22.2 billion, flat year-on-year. The number of broadband subscribers reached 73.9 million, up by 4.7% year-on-year. Within that, FTTH subscribers grew by 62.3%. Smart Wall family penetration was up by 8 percentage points and reached 21%, still with strong growth potential. In the second half, the company will proactively strengthen its differentiated competitive edges in quality plus service, upgrade network speed for customers, enrich offerings of high bandwidth content and applications such as 4K high-definition videos, improve end-to-end network user perception and service experience. The company fosters scale development in key innovative businesses, focusing on platform-based services and industrial internet, accelerated informatization deployment in key industries, push forward development of IDC and cloud computing, ICT, Internet of Things, big data, payment, and finance, etc. Promoted World Plus open capability and enhanced international expansion capability. In the first half, IDC and cloud computing revenue was 4.8 billion, up by 38.6% year-on-year. ICT revenue was 3.3 billion, up by 34.2% year-on-year. In the second half, the company will strive to drive gradual turnaround. Our priorities include to leverage 4G and focus strategy to accelerate mobile business growth, to leverage high-quality applications to drive broadband value and sustain growth in fixed-line business, to accelerate scale development in key innovative businesses to create new growth drivers, to deploy premium network and strengthen support for frontline and customer services, to strengthen innovation in systems and mechanisms to lift corporate vibrancy. Lastly, to deepen quality and efficiency enhancement to bolster management capability. Next, I will pass the stage to our CFO, Mr. Li Fushan, to talk about our financial performance. Thank you. Thank you, President Liu. Now let me present our financial performance in the first half of 2016. Operating revenue in the first half decreased by 3.1% year-on-year. Operating expenses increased by 3.1% year-on-year. Operating profit was 3.4 billion, down by 71.7% year-on-year. But it showed significant improvement from the operating loss in the second half of last year. I will explain in further details in the following. To promote long-term sustainable development, the company increased cost initiatives as appropriate in the first half to drive business development. The increase in the operating expenses came from two main items. First, network cost increased by 33.8% year-on-year to 25.6 billion, mainly due to tower usage fee kick-in, increased expenses associated with a larger network scale, energy cost, and property rentals. Second, we increased marketing expenses as appropriate. Selling and marketing cost was 17.1 billion, up by 17.1% year-on-year. Handset subsidy was 1.8 billion, up by 43.5% year-on-year. The company's investment focused on high-value areas and businesses to effectively deploy premium network. In the first half, 4G network investment was 48% of the total. Net addition of 4G base station was 190,000, with the total reaching near 590,000. We achieved basic 4G coverage in cities nationwide and in-depth coverage in key cities, leading advantages in network coverage, quality, and speed in core areas gradually emerged. Broadband and data investment was 17% of the total. We sped up fiber broadband network upgrade, and FTTH access port penetration reached 68%, up by 10 percentage points versus end of last year. All fiber network projects were completed in 8 northern provinces. Our backhaul latency achieved the lowest in the industry. Due to bottom out in service revenue and substantial reduction in capex, the company's free cash flow significantly increased in the first half to 23.8 billion. Liabilities to asset ratio decreased by 0.2 percentage points versus end of last year. Because of the absence of FX loss after the repayment of foreign currency debt last year, finance costs decreased by around 760 million year on year. The company's financial strength gradually improved. In the second half, the company will focus on the implementation of focus strategy, strive to enhance quality and efficiency, streamline organization, and boost return with targeted and effective investment. We will also speed up cooperation and resources sharing in various areas to enhance resources utilization, strengthen budget execution and process management to reinforce cost control, deepen centralized treasury management, explore diversified capital deployment, and strengthen internal control with check and balance to prevent risks, striving to enhance shareholder value. This is the end of my presentation. Thank you.